want to share, touch briefly. The Lord has been pressing my heart on the Sabbath day. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is first mentioned in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, when God rested from all his works. Bible says in chapter 2 that God created the heavens and the earth 6 days, and on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day. Praise God. From all the works he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and what sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his works which God created and made. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now this is like Paul writes clearly. He said these things are examples for our learning. Praise God. They are for our glory. Praise God. Because what we read in Genesis chapter 2 is actually a parable of the children of God entering into their rest. Praise God. Every individual at the appointed time will have to work out his salvation and enter into the rest. God has given us the tools by the Spirit today. He has given us the tools with which you can do the works of God and enter into our rest. Praise God. God works 6 days, and if you study it carefully, you will notice that it was actually a spiritualization. Praise God. Of the creation that God was talking about. Hallelujah. God was transforming that which was earthly to that which was spiritual. Praise God. You notice that the Bible says he created the beast on the sixth day, and that same 6 day later on he now created man. So you can see a shift from that which is the earthly to that which is celestial, because that man he created was actually what? A celestial being. Praise God. You had the waters that were under the firmament, and you had the waters that were above the firmament. Praise God. You had darkness and you had light. So you can see there was actually a separation or a lifting up from that which was terrestrial to that which is celestial, and that is what brings about rest. So we're talking about the Sabbath day. God blessed the Sabbath day. That's the seventh day. The seventh day is the Sabbath. He blessed it and sanctified it. What does it mean to sanctify? Consecrate. Dedicate. Praise God. That is why they call it the day of the Lord. Amen. The day of the Lord. Praise God. That means in that day, all that is seen or heard is God. So what happens on the Sabbath day? If you notice carefully the healings of Jesus, the Bible secretly records them that it happened, lots of them happened on the Sabbath day. And by the Spirit of God, it was mentioned that it was the Sabbath day. Praise God. When God, Jesus healed the blind man, spat on the face, on the mud, and anointed the eyes with mud, and told him to wash the eyes at the pool of Siloam. In reality, what happened, amen, happened on the Sabbath day. The Bible carefully records it was on the Sabbath day. There was somebody else, a woman who had an infirmity for 18 years. She was bent. She was curving downwards for what? 18 years. Praise God. The Bible says that on the Sabbath day she was healed. Praise God. And Jesus Christ told those who criticized him that why do you walk on the Sabbath day? He said that if the daughter of Abraham that was bound by Satan all these years is set free. You judge for yourself. Is it right to heal on the Sabbath day? Judge for yourself. Praise God. That number 18 is actually 666. It's a number of the beast. It speaks of someone that has been bound, see, to a carnal nature. That's why she had her face, you know, bent. She was, you know, curved towards the ground, you know. She had this infirmity that she couldn't look up. Okay. Praise God. Okay. And Jesus Christ came to heal her. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. And you see, in the Psalms, it's written that the Lord heals those who are bent over. It's all this is in the Psalm. Praise God. So there are other healings. In fact, there's a particular case where a centurion, that is a top general in the army, had this child that was sick, had a fever. And, you know, Jesus Christ spoke a word of faith and that child was healed. And the Bible records that it was the seventh hour. Praise God. These are secrets. Why was it these things happening on the seventh hour? Praise God. Why were these things happening? God was trying to show us a pattern. See it? That healing comes as we begin to observe this thing called the Sabbath. It has got nothing to do with a 24-hour day. It has got nothing to do with Sundays or Saturdays. Some people argue Saturday is Sabbath or Sunday. God has got nothing to do with time and space. Praise God. We're speaking here about a new realm and reality that God expects every child of God to enter into. Hallelujah. Turn quickly to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 56. Yes, Isaiah 56, from verse 1. I'm just getting to myself. Isaiah 56. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that does this, the son of man that laid hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from what? Polluting it. And keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Hallelujah. Neither let the son of the stranger that has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus says the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, choose the things that please me, and choose the things that please me, and take a hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than that of sons and daughters. And I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also to the sons of the strangers that join themselves to the Lord. See that word? Join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and keepeth the Sabbath and taketh hold of my covenant, even then will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Praise God. So you can see God is saying he will ship a people onto his holy mountain. He said, you know when Paul talks about he has translated us from the kingdom of darkness to light. You see, this is the work of salvation. He's translating us. He has translated us, shipped us onto a realm, which is Mount Zion, which is actually, and you hear that word, holy mountain. When you hear the word holy, it means something that is actually the Lord's, dedicated to the Lord. Praise God. So he's shipping a people to the Lord. And who are these people shipping to the Lord? Those who have decided and resolved in their hearts to join themselves with the Lord. Praise God. Those who have resolved in their hearts to make themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of God's sake. Jesus Christ says there are three types of eunuchs. There is the one that was born a eunuch. You know what a eunuch is? A eunuch is one that cannot have sexual intercourse with the opposite partner. Jesus Christ says there is the one that is born a eunuch, and there is the second category of people that are, you know, castrated by other men. And there's a third category of people that have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of God's sake. Now, what does it mean to castrate yourself for the kingdom of God's sake? Jesus Christ said, well, if you can receive it, receive it. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm. So at times, when we don't need to struggle all the time with people to receive messages. It's not every time people can understand the language of the Spirit. Praise God. God is teaching me not to wrestle with people. If you preach the word and they can't, the right people will hear at the right time.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, if you can receive it, receive it. That's Jesus speaking. If you can't receive it, leave it like hot potato. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So you better receive this word. There's some people have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Meaning some people have denied, that is, they've decided to deny themselves of pleasures.
Hallelujah.
Of everything. So that they can dedicate their whole life and resources and everything in their innermost being to serve the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
That's why it says, the eunuch, don't say that you are a dry tree. Don't say that the Lord has separated you from everybody. Because God will transport you and cause you to delight in his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You just have to start from somewhere. Letting go of all for the kingdom of God's sake. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's very, very interesting. Amen. The Bible speaks about virgins. I can liken also a eunuch to be a virgin. Praise God. Remember upon Mount Zion, 144,000. Upon Mount Zion, the Bible says they were virgins. Praise God. Each one standing upon Mount Zion. These are people who have separated themselves. Hallelujah. And you can observe here that the Lord says that those who keep the Sabbath. Why was the Lord so particular about the Sabbath? What does the Sabbath mean? See, the Bible teaches about the Sabbath. What does the Sabbath mean? The Bible says on the Sabbath, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt do no work, nothing on the Sabbath day. All you can do on the Sabbath day is eat. You can't do any work, you can't labor. And what does it mean, the Sabbath? You can't do anything. It's very, very similar to the Feast of the Tabernacles, the Tabernacles, where people actually just, they build a booth with palm leaves, and they just sit down like that. Eat fruits, food inside, and they just sit down. The time comes when God, our work ceases as men. Praise God. On the Sabbath is the day consecrated unto the Lord. Everything is the Lord's. Praise God. Everything is the Lord's. It's the Lord that speaks. It's the Lord that works. It's the Lord that does everything. Everything ceases. Man ceases. Every work of the flesh ceases. It's now the day of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it says those that hold on to the Sabbath. Praise God. Those who have let go so that it is the Lord that now takes charge. Praise God. These are the ones that find themselves being shipped to Zion. These are the ones that get healing. So all those healings you see in the book of, in the Gospel of Jesus, on the Sabbath, God was trying to demonstrate that these are the people who have laid the hold on his covenant. Those people who walk in the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know, to make this thing simple, you know, it's all about walking in a new name, walking in newness of life, walking in a new reality, in a new day by faith. Praise God. You see, and you talk quickly in the book of Isaiah 58. See, these are powerful scriptures, and they always remain powerful.
Amen.
Isaiah 58 is the same Sabbath talk here. These two chapters away from Isaiah 56. Let me. My Bible is quite different. It's a different type of Bible. So, okay, here we go. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Start from verse 1. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinances of their God. Praise God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice, they take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of fast, you find pleasures and exact your labors. Now, let's stop here. What is saying here, praise God, is speaking here about, you know, seeking the Lord with a wrong spirit, in ignorance. Praise God. I've always said it, that all these religious acts, because the natural man is religious. See, religion is not something that you are taught. It is the nature of a man. Praise God. He thinks he can kind of afflict himself and kind of get to God or something. Praise God. There are many, many mythologies that we have concocted for ourselves over the years. Praise God. And God is here to show us the way. Praise God. This is Israel. Who is Israel today? It's people that are crying out. They say, we've sought you all these years. We've done many things in your name. Why are you not answering us? Praise God. I've held open big churches for you. I've written big, big books. Praise God. I have evangelized for you. I've fasted day after day. I've done many things in your name, but I'm not experiencing the joy of the salvation. Praise God. That joy that we read just now in Isaiah 56. Isaiah 56 speaks about the Lord causing you to enjoy, to experience the joy of his salvation. Isn't it written there? Praise God. I will ship them to my holy mountain. Praise God. And cause them to know joy upon my holy mountain. Praise God. So if you go down first, now God is trying to show us what a fast is. Go down to verse 6. 58:6. Is this not a fast that I have chosen? Now, the fast has got to do with the Sabbath. If you look at the context of what we're saying, just watch down. You just watch backwards. Go down, you see the Sabbath coming. Hallelujah. Where are we?
Six.
Is this not the fast that I've chosen? To break the yokes of wickedness and to do the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Praise God. Now, how do we break yokes today? How do we break yokes?
By binding and breaking. That's the way the church
now. Yeah, that's the system of religion. See, systems of religion taught you that you can shout and deliver. And yes, we've seen manifestations. I grew up as a deliverance minister. Praise God. And we still do these things at times in the intermediary to help people. I grew up as a deliverance minister, praise God. And we saw very, very great, great works. And we saw these things happen. But one thing I've discovered over the years, that it does not bring a man to perfection. They seem to fall back. Virtually all of them seem to always go back to the same mud. Why? because there's something wrong there.
Okay.
Praise God. To break every yoke speaks about applying the truth. Speaking the truth. And what is the truth? Speaking the truth. The revelation that God is giving us today to set the souls free. See, that yoke today is the yoke that binds people to mortality, that binds people to the lies of the devil. Praise God. All you need to do is just speak the truth. Reveal the truth. Praise God. And as you begin to speak the truth, you lose certain things. Praise God. You will suffer the loss of certain things. Praise God. And that's why some people don't like the truth. When you begin to speak the truth, you on a human level, you will suffer losses. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. If you're a pastor and you had probably a big massive church, and you begin to speak the truth, you set them free, you can be rest assured that the numbers will reduce. Praise God. They need to mix a bit of lie to keep them bound. You remember the Egyptians, the magicians of Egypt? See, their work is to keep people bound. They perform the same miracles, they speak the same gospel, they do everything, but if you observe it, it keeps people bound under one roof. It doesn't set people free. See, but the word of God comes to what set you free. When Jesus was moving, he told the people, "Where are you going to? Why are you following me? Go and tell other people what God has done to you. I didn't come here to make a crowd." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So the word of God sets people free, doesn't keep people in bondage.
Amen.
So break every yoke, set the oppressed free. Start off with yourself. Praise God. By applying the truth that you hear, break the yoke. Applying, Jesus Christ says, if you walk in my word, if you continue in my word, you shall know the truth and it shall make you
free.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you must apply to yourself first, and as you do that, it applies to others who come your way. Praise God. Is it not to deal your bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? And when thou seest the naked, thou coverest him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health. Now listen to me, you see those things? I was hungry, you did not feed me. I was naked, you did not clothe me. I was in the prison house in bonds, you did not
visit me.
So you can see these are the same pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Because actually Christ is that personality that is in prison. It's in prison house in mortality, in the prison house of sin and death. Praise God. And God expects you to go. Yes. Yes. Out of you first and to all the people you come into. Praise God. And when you begin to allow the word, you know, take root in you, look at what happens. See, verse 8, then shall the light break forth as the morning, and then health shall speed forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thy light shall break forth as the morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thy health shall what speed free. What did we see the other time? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thy health shall speed forth what speedily. I love that. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thou shalt call and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry and you shall say, "Here I am." If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke and the
pointing
of the fingers and the speaking of vanity. See, you see the language, you see the speech, the speaking of what? Vanity. See the mind, the speech. If you can take these things away and apply ourselves individually to truth, see what happens. Praise God. We begin to experience. You know what it means when you say you call and it says the Lord shall answer. Eh? You cry and say, yeah. You know what that means? It speaks about coming to a place of complete faith. Everything works out. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know what Jesus Christ says? I know the Father is always with me. The Father has not what?
Left me.
Left me. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There's a time he made a prayer outwardly. He made that prayer for the people to hear. He said it, he made it clear that he made that prayer outwardly because for them to believe. But the Father always hears him. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful to walk in that realm?
Yes.
Where you know that God is by your left, your right. No more scared of plane crashes. No more scared of death. No more scared of anything. No more worried of tomorrow, what you eat, what you wear. Because you know, without a shadow of doubt, that there's somebody that's your rare reward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Let me fast. I praise God. And if, verse 10, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as what? The noonday.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. You know, have you seen the dawning of a day? The dawning of a day. Have you stood at the window and just stayed there and see the day dawning? Do you see change?
Beautiful.
But you won't see anything. You just see yourself in the day. Do you see the day dawning?
No. You just see that thing.
It talks about the arising of the morning star in your heart. When you say the noonday, that's the star, the morning star. You know what the morning star is?
The sun.
It's the sun. That is in full strength. And the Bible says, Jesus Christ said, the righteous shall shine as the sun, in their Father's kingdom.
Mm.
Praise God. Yeah. Is that perfect creature in you that begins to comfort? It's a pure spirit, eh? Now fire, you know?
Yeah.
Fire. A creature, pure spirit, perfect in righteousness. A celestial creature, celestial being. Praise God. Let's move on. It says, verse 11, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a what? Well-watered garden, like a spring of water whose water fail not. Now, remember Jesus Christ says, those that believe in me, out of their bellies
shall flow rivers.
Isaiah 35 speaks about the desert places, out of the desert places, flowing, bubbling forth springs of water.
Hallelujah.
See, all these are the experiences of satisfaction, the experiences of joy, you know, the experience of the richness of his presence that you begin to experience once more. Amen. That is the Garden of Eden. That is what the Garden of Eden. How many of us want to enter the Garden of Eden? Okay. Can you just imagine how in the garden? Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And now let's go down to verse 13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy hill. Now this, I wanted to bring out this point here. But you can see it goes hand in hand with the fast. Amen. If thou turn thy foot from doing thy own pleasure on my holy day, see it, thy own pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, amen, not finding thine own pleasures, not speaking thy own words, then shall thy delight themselves in the Lord. Now in the Lord, and I'll cause you to ride in the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of their father Jacob. Praise God. For the matter of the Lord has spoken it. Amen. So you can see here that God is confirming this same thing we just read.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All those people you saw that were healed on the Sabbath in the gospel accounts were actually allegories, praise God, of those who can walk in the reality of the Sabbath by faith. They are the ones that experience the totality of healing. These are the ones that experience the rising of the morning star in them. These are the ones that experience the, what do you call it, the Garden of Eden, the fountain of living waters gushing forth from within them. These are the ones that rediscover their place upon Mount Zion, which is the high places of the earth. Praise God. And they once more begin to delight in the Lord. Praise God. There's nothing more to be expected, to be, how do I put, to wish for than to experience this thing in its totality.
Mm-hmm.
See, God is revealing to every man today a way to perfection, a way to healing, praise God, a way back into his glory. Praise God. When fear is abolished, death is abolished, misery, sorrow is abolished, and you can actually enjoy the fullness of the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. It's for those today. It's a call has gone out to every man out there saying, those who hearken unto righteousness, who hearken to the voice of the Lord, those who keep the Sabbath of the Lord and walk in the Sabbath, the Lord is promising to bring them into this place and give them an everlasting name, praise God, and cause them to experience the salvation of the ages. Amen. Praise God. Can we pray? Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much,
Father. Hallelujah. 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 We've heard your word. Praise God. You've spoken to us today.
Yes, Lord.
Father. And the promise remains. The promise remains. Praise God. Infallible, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. That God is transporting his people to the fullness of that reality you have shown to us upon the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Zion, the joy of the whole earth. Praise God. Where a people rediscover themselves walking totally, consciously in the knowledge of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord.
Amen.
For they inherit a new name.
Yes, Lord.
A new nature. They put on the nature that they once left behind and, you know, walk once more in the perfection they were designed to walk in. The door is open today for every man. Praise God. The time has come to be sober. The Bible says that the salvation of the Lord has appeared and is teaching us today to be live sober lives in this present world and have our eyes fixed on the salvation of the Lord. Because God is gathering his people this moment. It's a glorious thing. Praise God. Let us not miss this thing. There is nothing greater than this. Hallelujah. There is nothing greater than to experience the salvation of the ages. May the Lord give grace and strengthen his people. Praise God. And keep us from falling. He's the one that is able to keep us from falling. Hallelujah. And present us wholly in his presence with shouts of joy.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Because it is done.
Yes. Amen.